scared with us. If you don't feel like getting up and your body aches, stay sitting down. Amen. And let your spirit rise with us. It is the second book of the Bible, Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1. I usually go to the New Testament when I'm preaching outside of my own church, but I think y'all can handle it today. Amen. Exodus chapter 1. If you will meet me at verse number 8. Bear with me while I read. I want to paint the picture, and then we're going to try to preach a little bit. Is that all right?
All right.
Y'all talk back to me. I'll preach for you. You look at me. You don't have Sunday school. I'm a teacher by degree. I can teach and give you 4 lessons and sit down. Amen. Exodus chapter 1, verse number 8. It reads, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, 'Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land.' Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom name of one was Shipra, and the other name Pua. And he said, 'When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women, and the duties, and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live.' But the midwives, they feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, 'Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?' And the midwives said to Pharaoh, 'Because the Hebrew women are not like your Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mightily. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them.'" This is the word of God for we, the people of God. Thanks be unto God, and you may be seated. For those of you who need a title for today, this one is quite simple. Somebody has to do it.
Yes, sir.
Somebody has to do it. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to stand and proclaim your word. We thank you, God, that it's round 2 of preaching today, but I know you're going to give me more power than I had this morning. We thank you, God, for every woman that showed up to give your name glory. We thank you for the men that showed up to give your name glory. We thank you, God, that on a Sunday rainy afternoon, we still showed up at church. We thank you for putting on our hearts and our minds to worship you, to love you and adore you. Now, God is preaching. Until there's more of thee and less of me, shallow me, O Lord, shallow me. Until there's more of thee and less of me, shallow me, O Lord, shallow me. Until there's all of me and none of me. And I'll give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise in your son Jesus Christ's name that the church says. Amen. Somebody has to do it. Now this week and over the last couple of weeks, I've had my grandmother Mary on my mind. We buried her back in 2016, but if you ask anyone in my family, I was close to my grandma. How many of you know that grief doesn't end just because of the funeral? Before she passed, after suffering for many years with Alzheimer's, I sat with her for a few hours, all alone, just the two of us. I talked to her as if she could hear and understand me. I thanked her for all the things she did for me. I thanked her for all the dolls she made for me, the upset tummy she rubbed, and the prayers that she prayed, because my grandma was a prayer woman. I thanked her that I watched her worship, and I learned what it meant to worship the Lord. I thanked her for teaching me that every everybody was somebody, and it did not matter the color of your skin. Brothers, ancient world. Now this new king doesn't know this Joseph. He never read the history books. He didn't read and get the memo that Joseph was nobody to be messed with or played with. He didn't know the importance of Joseph or his bloodline or his descendants. He didn't recognize who he was messing with. He didn't recognize the fire blood that ran through their veins. He didn't know that the power that ran through that lineage. So now they are slaves. And he tells the midwives to kill any newborn baby boy. Let me pause for a minute. I don't think this new king is too bright. If he has turned them into slaves and they are building buildings for him, why would he want to kill his own lady? After all, in those times, the men did all the building and all the construction. But he instructs them to kill the Hebrew boys. I guess his slave times weren't going to last long because all his future help would be killed and murdered because of his own idiotic decision. So he tells them to kill the baby boys, and the scripture says, however, they feared God. They feared God and did not do what he told them to do. So the king comes back and says, why have you let these boys live? Didn't I tell you to kill them? These women that were so clever, they looked at him and said, what happened was... Too water, pull one cookie or whatever. I'm Messiah. Yes. And my call to you is that you want the somebody that will change your community. You want the somebody that will change your child.